In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst. So today in the Gospel, we heard the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Unfortunately, I don't even hear that much about it anymore. But when we hear it, we don't necessarily hear the gravity of it. We don't hear exactly what's being said there. It's quite often taken as a kind of a light, kind of a trite kind of thing. Oh, do unto others as others you'd have others do unto you. I've actually even heard the flip side of do unto others before they do unto you. And there's some speculation that that actually existed back in the time of Christ, and his teaching was taking that kind of vengeance, kind of hateful thing and turning it on its head and showing how it really is about love. But then if you continue to read what he says, all of a sudden it starts to sink in just how serious this is. It says, if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For sinners even love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High. It's this next part that really kind of drives it home. I mean, that whole thing, you know, love those who hate you, and do good to those who despise you, those who don't like you, and to lend without expecting anything in return. It's this next thing that talks about the standard to which we should seek. For he, God, is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. For he is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. Be merciful even as your Father is merciful. It's not very easy to be kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. And what we sometimes do is we sometimes separate love and like, and we say, oh, we can love someone without liking them. And that's not really right. God created us all in his image and likeness, and he loves us all unconditionally. And that's the love that we should have for everybody else, is an unconditional love. That doesn't mean that you like the sin that is in them. It's okay to not enjoy when someone is angry or bitter or spiteful or whatever, but that's the sin. That's the disease that's in them, which is the same disease that is in us. We all have sin. We all have fallen short of the glory of God. And so when we love that other person, we love them because they're created in the image and likeness of God, and they're a precious child of God. And that's how we should view everyone. And it's hard to do that. It's so hard to do that. It's especially hard to do that when they may be selfish or ungrateful or angry or whatever it is, or bitter. But recognize that's the passions. That's the demons grabbing on to those things in their soul and wrenching them out and hurting them and drawing them away from God. And the demons are seeking to do the same with us, with our reaction to the sin in other people. And so what should our response be to that? It should be to love them. It should be to do good to them. It should be to lend, even when you expect nothing in return. When we think of almsgiving, we think of just giving money, you know, just putting money in the box. Sometimes just that. Sometimes not even giving it to the poor on the streets, which the saints tell us, don't be concerned with what they're going to do with it. That we give, and we give it to them as we give it to God. But it's not that. The word for alms comes from the same word that mercy comes from. And so it's not just giving money. It's not giving something monetary. It's giving mercy. It's showing love. Charity, what we think of as charity, doing charitable acts, giving charity. Same thing. That comes from the same word for love, one of the words for love. There was a time when it was not uncommon for people to take other people into their home to feed them, to feed the hungry. I've heard, and I mean, throughout all the world, there are still places where this is common. I heard a kind of heartbreaking story of an exchange student who came and was given a suitcase of things. And when he was leaving with the family that he ended up staying with, he gave it to him and said, "Here, you can have this." And the guy was like, "Why? What is all this?" And he goes, "This is gifts that my family gave to me to give to people who accepted me into their home." And it was full. He didn't have any to give anybody else. Like I said, there was a time when people would bring other people in their home. I've heard many stories from people during the Great Depression of kids waking up and coming down to the breakfast table, and there'd be a number of homeless people there eating breakfast with their family. Christ himself teaches with the great banquet in the parable that you should not invite your friends, but you should invite the poor and the lame and the blind. I mean, how convicting is that? How many of us have done that? I know I sure haven't. I haven't gone out and gotten someone off the street and said, "Hey, come have dinner with me." But this is what this is asking. This golden rule is actually golden. And it is for our salvation. The way that we treat others is such a part of our salvation. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. When Christ teaches about the final judgment, the teaching that he gives is, "Do unto the least of these, and you have done unto me. Feed the poor. Give water to those who are thirsty. Clothe the naked." St. John Chrysostom says that feeding the poor is a greater work than raising the dead. He also says, "Give alms and your soul will be healed." Give alms and your soul will be healed. Remember what I said, giving alms isn't just giving a handout. It's showing mercy to those whom God loves as much as he loves us. And note, it doesn't say give alms and you got the key to heaven, you're in. It says it'll heal your soul, because that's what it's all about. It's all about the healing of our soul. And doing those works of mercy, showing love to others, being good to those, turning the other cheek and blessing those who curse us, that's part of the healing of our soul. But that is also part of the healing of the soul of the person that you are helping. By the grace of God, God has given us the strength to do that. And through that, they shall be saved as well. So we hear this golden rule, and we sometimes dismiss it. But it's a wonderful thing, actually. It's a beautiful thing. It's a difficult thing, but love is always difficult, isn't it? And it's such a great grace that God has shown that love for us by showing the love that we should have for others, by showing us the lengths to which we should go to others. He shows us the lengths which he has and does and will go for us, for our salvation. The glory of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.